On Tuesday, June 30th, would be Edson Thevenin's 42nd birthday. Today, we are joined by his son, Zamir Thevenin, to talk about his dad, Edson. Zamir, thank you so much for joining us today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
No problem.
In the last several weeks, especially after the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, protests have swept the world to stand up against injustice and to fight for Black lives. I'm wondering, when you see these protests in the name of George Floyd or Ahmaud Arbery or Breonna Taylor and others, what do you think about them and what feelings come up for you?
I think it's unfair that they took their lives for no reason because of our skin color. And protesting is something that we needed. And to change that, it's unfair just because of our skin color. It's not fair.
Have you been to any of these protests? Did you show up in Troy on June 7th?
Yes.
And had you been to a protest like that before that?
No, that was my first protest.
Did you hear your grandma speak at that protest?
Yes.
Zamir, let's go to a clip of your grandmother, Gertha DePass, from the rally for Black Lives in Troy, New York.
After he was murdered, we were forced to wait for the authorities to release his body for burial. For 6 days, we were held as emotional hostage as we waited for answers from the Troy Police Department. No one returned our calls nor provided information. Instead, after 6 days, we were told that the officer involved received immunity for his unlawful, blatant act of murder on my son, Edson Thevenin. We waited then, and we continue to wait. And for the last 4 years, we are still waiting. It's hard. Waiting for answers, waiting for the truth, waiting for a system to change, waiting for someone to hear our voice, waiting for those who swore to protect and serve to understand. I want them to understand that Black lives matter. Yeah. On that night when Edson was pulled over, the content of his character was not seen. The only thing that was seen was the blackness of his skin.
You were standing next to your grandmother, Gertha DePass, as she gave this speech. I'm wondering, what did you think?
She said something that really empowered us, and something that, like, deep down we felt all her pain, and it's just not fair to see other people's pain because of skin color.
It has been 4+ years since you lost your father, Edson Thevenin. Can you talk about him and what he means to you?
To me, he's a symbol of empowerment, and he was full of joy and happiness. He was anything you could ask for, like, in a dad.
Mm-hmm.
He was always there for you. He worked really hard, made sure everybody had everything they needed.
And that was 4 years ago. How old are you now, Zamir?
12.
You're 12. When you think about the last 4 years, what should the world know about how this has affected you and your family? What does his absence mean?
It's tough growing up without a dad and somewhere just somebody like a man just in the household, just sitting there and you can talk to. It's just like just empty.
Mm-hmm. And you have a younger brother as well? Do you help him through this time, or what is your relationship like with him?
Sometimes we get into fights, but that's and yes, I do. And we talk to we either go into like somewhere like private, we talk about it. He's usually
Go
he
ahead.
usually hides about it. Support him and just give him hugs, and I just try to work with him and help him in any way I can, and it's just kind of hard. It's stressful.
Do you have any advice for other kids who may have lost their parents, coping mechanisms that maybe you've learned in this time period?
Just had to work through it, and they're always like right there next to you. You gotta lean on your family and just work hard, and it can be back forever. You have to go through life and things will happen. Yeah, be strong.
You are so strong, Zamir. Thank you for taking this time to share your experience with us on the Hudson Mohawk magazine. There's been this wave of attention on Black and Brown people who have been killed by the police. I'm wondering, as a kid, what is your reaction to police now? And do you have advice for other kids who might be afraid of the police?
It's horrible. Not all police are bad, but I'm scared. I have the fear. I just, every day, like going to stores, I'm scared. Just walking around, I'm scared. I'm working on it right now, but I don't really know how to answer that question. It's hard.
That's fair, totally. I remember your grandmother, Gertha DePass, mentioned something to me in leading up to this interview and said that you all used to take it personally when you lost your dad, Edson Thevenin. But now the picture is changing a little bit. I was wondering if you could talk about how your feelings have changed from the personal to maybe even seeing a bigger picture.
My dad is a sign of empowerment, and thinking of him just helped me through working on school and getting my grades better. Just going through life and going through like struggles, I thought of him because he was full of joy and happiness, and he was strong, and he works really hard. And every time I think about him, I just push myself and keep going.
That's beautiful, Zamir. Do you have a favorite memory of him, something that you guys did together that makes you specifically empowered by remembering your dad?
Don't have a favorite memory, but every moment I spent with him, and I appreciate that time with him.
This is your first interview that you've done with media.
Yes.
Thank you for taking time to speak with us. Is there anything that you want to make sure that you communicate today that I haven't already asked you about?
I want my dad's name to be spread and heard around the world, and just to be heard, his name.
And what do you want people to associate with your dad's name?
Happiness, joy, empowerment, power, strength,
Strength.
a good father.
Zamir Thevenin, is there anything else you wanna say today about this moment in time that we're in, where around the world people are noting the injustice in our criminal justice system and the fight for Black lives and the slogan, "All lives matter when Black lives matter"?
Just keep on going. Like, we can change. Like, we try to work together and change history and just keep fighting.
This interview is airing at a time where your dad would have been 42 years old. What does that mean to be marking this day that would have been his birthday.
Yeah, he would have been very old. but still, he would have been here if, yeah. Just, it's not fair. Really not.
It's true. It's not fair. Zamir Thevenin, thank you for joining us today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
No problem.